I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending new rules that define which businesses could face penalties if they disobey executive orders. Sam Dunklaw has more.
The governor says current law allows the state to reprimand rule breakers. Businesses could have their professional licenses revoked or could get shut down entirely by the state's public health department.
Both are expensive measures for a business to come back from, and they're not preferred by anyone, least of all me.
Pritzker says the new rule tries to avoid that by allowing law enforcement to charge offending businesses with a misdemeanor. Police and state's attorneys, he says, can deal with businesses on a case-by-case basis. A group of Republican state lawmakers, meanwhile, say the governor is overreaching. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Governor Pritzker says he is undeterred even as he feels concern for his family's safety because of anti-Semitic signs waved at protests over the weekend. He also objects to some Republican lawmakers who appeared with those protesters in Springfield.
The callous disregard for people's health that those legislators demonstrate. So the same legislators that showed up at those rallies with those swastikas and those pictures of Hitler, and they were perfectly willing to stand up and speak in front of that crowd. That was okay with them. I mean, it's not okay with me.
Illinois GOP leaders distanced themselves from some of the controversial remarks and signs at the rally. Meanwhile, Illinois Republicans are demanding a vote in the General Assembly to remove a graduated income tax from the November ballot. They say the state's economy can't sustain higher taxes. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin and Senate Minority Leader Bill Brady say this week's special session should consider dumping the plan to alter the state constitution. Right now, it's up to voters. Governor Pritzker calls his proposal a fair tax. Durkin says it's a cash grab that will decimate the economy as it recovers from COVID-19. Disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has been disbarred. The Illinois Supreme Court says it revoked Blagojevich's law license. The announcement was not a surprise, as Blagojevich did not attend a March hearing in which the matter was discussed and indicated afterward he had no intention of practicing law again. He recently signed on to host a podcast called The Lightning Rod. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Although there are counties in southern Illinois who are reporting new cases of COVID-19 from Alexander, Pulaski, Union, and Jackson County, along with Randolph counties, most other southern Illinois counties at this time are not reporting new cases today, and their recovery totals are growing. Health experts say it's still critical to maintain social distancing, washing hands, and wearing masks to keep those numbers down. Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his decision to update his emergency order to include fines and possible jail time for business owners that violate stay-at-home guidelines. Pritzker says the rules already existed in the state's public health code, and he's trying to protect Illinoisans from exposure to COVID-19.
We don't want to have to pull licenses from people. We don't want to have to shut a business down. What we really want is for people to comply, and we want to give them, you know, this type of citation as an alternative.
But many business owners and Republican lawmakers are crying foul, calling the move an overreach of the governor's power. Pritzker says he's within his right to make changes. The Illinois Restaurant Association expects 20% of restaurants not to reopen following the state's shutdown. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he hopes to use some of the federal government's assistance for local and state governments to help the industry, hurt tremendously by the closures. He says he's been talking with federal lawmakers about including specific provisions for restaurants in federal COVID-19 assistance legislation. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner. Good morning.